Sustainable Idaho is a collaboration between the Portneuf Resource Council and the ISU Sustainability Club.
Welcome to Sustainable Idaho, the show where we explore the economic, societal, and environmental implications of sustainability within Idaho. I'm Scott Greaves.
And I'm Rachel McGovern. Welcome back to Sustainable Idaho. Last week, we delved into the topic of solar power.
Yeah, last week, we discussed the changes that Idaho Power is proposing to its net metering program, which is the system through which Idaho Power gives credit for any excess energy that a customer produces. This can be exchanged at a later time for electricity.
Idaho Power has filed an application to the Public Utilities Commission, proposing to modify Schedule 84. We found out last week from Lisa Young, who is the director of the Idaho chapter of the Sierra Club, that this modification may remove the economic incentive for Idaho farmers to invest in solar systems.
Yeah, and this is a problem for all of us in Idaho. Agriculture is a crucial part of our economy and culture. We should be encouraging energy independence and resilience, not putting up barriers to effective renewable energy alternatives.
Exactly. And when we spoke to John O'Connor, an experienced Idaho farmer, he told us that due to the changing climate and evolving agricultural demands, we need to adapt to become sustainable to avoid the real costs in the future.
Last week, we heard that the jury is still out on the Public Utilities Commission's decision on Idaho Power's net metering modifications. There are many environmental and societal benefits of solar that can be overlooked when considering its true value. Solar power represents more than just an energy source. It shows that there's an increasing demand for sustainable and affordable energy generation.
And the level of outcry from the public and stakeholders about the proposed changes to net metering demonstrates that our community is demanding a more sustainable future.
This week on Sustainable Idaho, we speak to Katie Didrikson, a longtime member of the farming community and a representative of the Boise Citizens Climate Lobby, to understand the relationship between Idaho Power and farmers. And we get the chance to actually sit down with Idaho Power and find out their vision for solar in Idaho.
We need to reimagine the Green Revolution.
You're hearing from Katie Didrikson.
There's been several of us that have been interested in how do we get agriculture on the radar for climate change. We need to provide better incentives to farmers for sequestration of carbon and renewable energy. We need more incentives to help farmers make these changes, either through legislation or better farm bill support.
To some of us, the idea of solar on farms in Idaho may seem unusual. But Katie doesn't think this is the case.
Well, farmers have changed. And as you know, there's less and less farms in the country. They're larger and larger. The farmers are getting older and their kids, who are millennials, are taking over.
Having a younger demographic involved in farming could be crucial. A recent study by the Citizens Climate Lobby found that 70% of young conservatives are concerned about climate change.
This is kind of where I'm at with talking to a farmer about climate change.
In talking with John O'Connor and Katie Didrikson, it's clear that Idaho's farming landscape is changing. Solar energy has the potential to ensure that this change is positive by providing affordable and clean energy. But as Katie mentioned, incentives are crucial in promoting and maintaining the financial viability of sustainable farming.
One of these incentives is Idaho Power's net metering program. But to find out more about the future of net metering and sustainable energy generation, we spoke to Teresa Drake, a representative for Idaho Power.
So we do see solar fitting in very nicely to our plans to exit coal that we have and be able to continue on this path towards clean energy. It's a viable resource. It fits nicely with our portfolio, but we're really concerned about the subsidy for customer generation and make sure that it's not burdening those from a cost perspective that are not participating.
Basically, Idaho Power is suggesting that solar energy projects may increase everybody's energy costs. But this is the real kicker. Idaho Power doesn't know for sure if solar projects are a financial liability. In fact, they have been asked by the Public Utilities Commission to conduct a study into the true value of customer-produced solar. So we asked Idaho Power, when is this study going to be completed?
It could be as early as the first half of the year next year, in compliance with that order from the Commission, with different stakeholder interests participating to make sure that you know, we do address the study of the costs and benefits for on-site generation to the company system in accordance with the order.
But at the crux of this issue, Idaho Power is proposing to change its net metering program on December 1st. This change would make future investment in solar uncertain and possibly less financially secure by suggesting that changes to the credit system may be on the horizon. Advocates for solar energy, such as the Sierra Club that we heard from last week, believe that Idaho Power should move the December 1st deadline till after the report is published.
Exactly. It's argued that this change is being proposed without the evidence that solar is negatively impacting energy costs. However, it is important to note that Idaho Power has said that it is committed to 100% clean energy by 2045.
Solar is a really important part of Idaho Power being able to achieve its 100% clean energy goals by 2045. Idaho Power is the only utility that voluntarily set a goal for clean energy on itself. So we're really proud of that. We're very serious about it. We do see solar as a very important part of us achieving that accomplishment for our customers. And we also want to consider things carefully to make sure that customers aren't overburdened with the cost of clean energy. So we're working really carefully towards including solar in our planning process as we move forward towards that clean energy goal.
Idaho Power's goal of producing 100% renewable energy by 2045 is both an admirable but daunting task.
To meet this goal, Idaho Power needs to ramp up its investment or incentives for renewable energy generation. For instance, farms and businesses can only install up to 100 kilowatts of solar per meter. However, many farmers feel this is an arbitrary cap and they need to produce more power to meet their energy requirements. We asked Idaho Power about the 100 kilowatt cap.
The cap was established a long time ago when Idaho Power set forth to create this service offering for commercial, industrial, and irrigation customers that chose to self-generate. And the cap was set actually by Public Utilities Commission itself to help distinguish between small-scale renewable projects and larger-scale renewable projects, and that the smaller scale would be under 100 kW and under, and that would have a certain pricing structure. And then anything above 100 kW would qualify at that time for large contract pricing. And we are aware that this is something that the customers are interested in evaluating, and certainly opening to entertaining discussion on that from our customers and stakeholders on that topic.
While it's clear that the decision on the net metering program will be influential for solar power in Idaho, it appears that there's scope for continued dialogue between the public, the stakeholders, and Idaho Power surrounding future renewable energy topics.
You know, Idaho Power shares the interest in a sustainable future for all of our customers, and I appreciate the passion around sustainability. We're happy to hear what stakeholders are interested in, and really appreciate the opportunity to visit with you today and your listeners.
We expect that decision will be made by the Public Utilities Commission on amendments to the net metering program sometime next month. Thanks very much to all our guests who over the last 2 weeks have helped us explore the topic of solar power in Idaho. Remember, you can listen back to these episodes and other KISU shows on kisu.org. For the next couple of weeks, we will be exploring the ISU Sustainability Club and the topic of salmon in Idaho's rivers. Catch us next week on Tuesday morning at 7:35 a.m.
Sustainable Idaho airs Tuesday morning at 7:35. Thank you to our partners, the Portneuf Resource Council and ISU Sustainability Club. Links to this and past programs can be found at kisu.org.